Formula Station.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big bad show tonight.
All right, biggest show coming to town this week is brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com for complete show listings. We have six candidates this week. Let's run through the list, and we'll vote at the end of the segment on which we think is the biggest entertainment act coming to town. Our candidate number one, Thursday night at the American Airlines Center, Billy Joel. I hope they get him plenty of water. He needs to be hydrated.
Water. Water.
He is greatness, by the way. I think people bag on, isn't it fashionable to bag on Billy Joel?
Is it?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
I don't know.
I don't know. I need to ask around at the opinion havers.
He has about 10 songs that throw me into musical hell.
Which may be one of them.
Yes. This one.
I've always thought Allentown.
Allentown.
Was,
oh. So beat down, smack down.
What's the pressure?
Some,
I can't stand that.
Bum, 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 bum.
Just sounds like pressure.
Yeah. High blood pressure.
Yeah. But She's Got a Way.
Great.
Even I know Piano Man burns some people out, but I think it's still a good song.
Yeah, a good song.
New York State of Mind,
yeah,
good.
Good.
Moving Out, I like that.
Yep.
I like Scenes from Italian Restaurant.
Yeah.
What else? My Life. You like My
good.
Life?
Yeah, yeah, that's good. Do you like Only the Good Die Young?
Yes, I do like that song.
That's okay.
Give
still,
me another one.
Still Rock and Roll to Me. I like that.
Yeah. You know, he is basically the artist in residence at Madison Square Garden, and he sells out within 30 minutes every
you know,
show.
How
gonna,
is that possible?
I was going to mention that when we were up there for the Super Bowl last year, that is a regret of mine, because we were staying in a hotel really close to the garden, and it may have been the night that we got
ready
snowed
to stay?
In.
Yeah,
yeah, we were snowed in there that Monday night. Didn't have anything to do. I do remember I was feeling ill, but anyway, I remember going on eBay or StubHub, and there were tickets, Upper Deck, for like $30 to see Billy Joel at the Garden.
In New York, yeah.
In New York.
Because he plays there every night, according to Fernando. I mean,
you know what? They have a banner in the garden.
Last year.
They have a banner in the garden that says most performances, yeah. Billy Joel, and it has whatever, 220. How
good
many.
Lord.
I've seen him three times.
I should have done it. Because that would have been iconic to see him at the Garden.
Can he still perform?
Oh, yeah.
Because some of these songs have really high notes in them, and it just...
Is that a question?
He struggles a little bit, but yeah, for the most part, he's pretty good.
He is 65.
Because there's no one other than Danny DeVito that's become more Danny DeVito looking in stature than Billy Joel.
Yeah.
He just kind of got more Humpty Dumpty looking as he got older. I mean, no offense.
No offense whatsoever.
None.
No.
You know, there was I read a profile of him, and he didn't seem like a very happy guy.
Really?
Like, yeah, he just struck out in love too many times, and, you know, he just didn't seem happy about his love life. And, you know, his daughter, I believe, had some depression issues.
Yeah.
So I think depression really runs through his family.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah.
He, in 2002, checked into a hospital for substance abuse and psychiatric issues.
That's a...
Hang
that's
in there.
Tough
and
one, Billy.
In 2005, he checked into the Betty Ford Clinic.
Oh.
Well, he got help. Yeah.
He
now is doing better, we think.
We think.
Here's an odd note. He has no bone in his left thumb because of a motorcycle accident. So it just hangs there?
That is a little weird. If you have a jelly thumb, then what's the point of it?
Right.
Why don't you just take it off?
How does he play the piano?
You're not saying that exactly correct.
Piano is how you pronounce it.
Yeah. But he's greatness.
Yeah.
Didn't he and Elton go on a tour together? Like, they're like the two known piano guys.
That's correct. They have.
And I think they went on a tour together.
Huh. All right, that's candidate number one. Candidate number two, biggest show coming to town. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Bass Hall in Fort Worth, Kenny G.
Is he an alcoholic, or why are we not identifying his last name?
Doing three shows and three shows only.
Is this just his version of it? Is this the instrumental?
Yes.
Or is this him playing along with Wham?
No, this is
I don't
just
think
him.
He played with Wham, did
this
he?
This is his arrangement, yeah.
His real name is Kenny Gorlick. So
that's right, and I enjoyed every moment of it.
So he just goes by G.
Thank you. Jeez. Thank you.
Three
so much.
Nights, huh? Three nights and three nights only. All right.
Three nights? That's three nights too many, if you ask me. I mean, what? So you just go on listening to him play a sax?
Yeah, he's really good at it.
But listen to this.
That's Earl Klugh, by the way.
What?
That's the great Earl Klugh playing with him.
Is it really?
Yeah.
This is just music that, I don't know, that a B-movie love scene is set to, and then you're done with it after, 20 seconds.
Man, I wish I could play the saxophone.
Why?
Because I think it's a great instrument.
I don't know about that. I don't know that any is.
Especially if I can just go right in the middle of a... right in the middle of a song, that'd be awesome.
What do you mean, go? Like bathroom? I mean,
just take off and do a great lead.
Well, you could do that on guitar.
I can't.
Well, I know, but anything. I mean...
Yeah, I know, but I think it's just, I think it's got a cool sound to it. I love a band with a good sax player.
I think that all, is that a woodwind? Is that what you would call that?
Yeah,
I guess
so.
Or is that a brass? What's the difference?
It's
I don't know.
Woodwind in it. Yeah,
it's got some wood. It's got a reed, but it's also got brass to it, too.
It's a wood brass.
Well, whatever. All those instruments that you blow are, I think, beatings. I think they're poor choices when you start, when you're young and you're trying to decide what you're going to play, that, you know what, when you're a 30-year-old guy and you've got one divorce behind you and you're at a party, you can't pull out a clarinet and impress anyone.
What if you're a part of a great horn section? You're on the Tonight Show.
Then you're part, but you're lost in the horn section.
Nah, you're not lost. You're part of something great.
I don't know.
I love horn sections.
But of the instruments that you blow, that's number two.
Okay, all right. And that's candidate number two, Kenny G. Candidate number three, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday at the House of Blues, the Casey Donahue Band.
Yeah, this assigned them to the House of Blues last Saturday.
So he's no longer with the Sunshine.
He never was.
Oh.
Yes. This is a fun band to go see live.
Is this who you voted for out of turn last week?
Out of turn. I thought it was last Saturday, but it's this Saturday.
Okay.
That's great they're playing the House of Blues. I don't know if they've played there before.
Is he Muser's Camp Out own?
No, that was Wade. But Casey's been in the studio several times.
Okay. I get them all confused. All white guys look the same to me.
He is a great dude, and he's got a great band with him, too. This will be a good show.
Candidate four, biggest show coming to town, also Saturday and Sunday at the American Airlines Center. Two shows and two shows only. The Harlem Globetrotters.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And we're going to have a couple of Globetrotters in studio tomorrow, I believe.
8:55. Yeah, who do we have tomorrow?
We have Handles, McGillicuddy, and Slick Willie something or other.
Whoa, wait a second.
Handles These are and Slick.
Two
Slick
names Willie. That Giorgio and I clearly came up with. God, they sound like our made-up names.
One guy's
Handles, McGillicuddy.
Handles is the dribbling expert.
Cool. Oh, sweet. My goodness.
Slick is Slick.
You know what? I normally don't get into gambling,
but the Globetrotters are a triple play for me this weekend.
Take the Globetrotters. Yeah.
How many points do they get? If someone were to handicap it.
They give? Double digits, at least 10 probably a game.
Hmm. You never know if the Generals are up for the fight or not. All right, candidate number five, biggest show coming to town this week. Also Saturday at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth, the ticket's own Pat Green.
Uh-oh, this is George's big enemy.
We just had him in,
stop that.
We just had him in
Pat
studio.
And our friends. That's greatness. He's got a tune that's doing real well on the Texas chart right now. I do believe it's in the top 10 that he did with Lyle Lovett.
Well, that's the one that... George, you don't like Lyle Lovett, right?
Let's say that.
Doesn't that kind of make you crazy, Junior? How much you and I like Lyle Lovett.
Yeah.
And George just can't exactly hear what we're
okay,
hearing.
What's your favorite Lyle Lovett song?
That one on Ruth and Joshua Judge's Ruth. There's lots of them.
Okay. Sounds pretty specific from a big fan.
Well, I'm just saying that,
we're not talking about Lyle Lovett, we're talking about Pat Green, Saturday night.
It's funny,
Pat Green at Billy Bob's would be a pretty cool Texas experience.
Yeah, go to Fort Worth.
All right, and candidate six. Biggest show coming to town this week. Also Saturday night at the Windstar in Thackerville, the comedic stylings of Seth Meyers.
This is wild. A British couple was arrested this week after having sex on a public beach for 25 minutes. They're being sentenced to 6 weeks of finding sand everywhere. Also in Britain, they don't call it sex on the beach. They call it a bit of handy on the sandy. Care for a bit of handy in the sandy? This is a shame. A McDonald's worker in Pennsylvania is being charged with drug dealing while at work after he was caught with 57 bags of crack. So either he's dealing drugs at work, or we all just found out why those fries are so good.
Okay, that's enough, Jared.
So,
all right, where's let's not judge him on that.
Does he do comedy too?
Let me ask you guys: do you, in general, like Seth Meyers?
He seems like a likable guy.
He does seem likable.
I never thought he was really funny. He's just, I like the bag on him. He's at the Windstar. I'm sure some people like him.
Go see the Windstar. That's what I say.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a great facility.
Maybe he'll tell a few gambling jokes.
What just happened there? What was that about?
What was that about?
It's from a Steve Martin.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, I don't remember that album, so it seemed very strange. Yeah, Seth Meyers just kind of is a little too chin-up smiley when he delivers his jokes. He just kind of, I don't know. Where's the edge? Show me the edge, buddy.
Well, happy birthday, Seth Meyers.
Well, it's not his birthday. He's performing.
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week. Is it candidate number one, Thursday at the American Airlines Center, Billy Joel? Candidate two, Saturday at the House of Blues, Casey Donahue? Candidate three, Saturday and Sunday at the AAC, the Globetrotters? Candidate four, Saturday night at Billy Bob's, Pat Green? Candidate five. Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped Kenny G.
That's okay. Oops. So do most Americans.
Kenny G at the Bass Hall this weekend is also a candidate. Then candidate five is Pat Green at Billy Bob's, or candidate six Saturday at the Windstar, Seth Meyers. George. Mm-hmm.
Because it's a good, strong P1 and such a close friend, I will vote for Casey Donahue for the second straight week.
Oh, that's a nice gift for a friend and a nice disregarding of the importance of your vote.
Gordon?
You know what? My friend James is playing an acoustic set at Barnes & Noble, so I'm going to vote for that. Kind of the same thing George is doing over there.
Disqualifying.
No, I think that it's going to be the Billy Joel.
Okay. Filling in for Sean Bass, we have Pants Finnegan.
I don't think that's his name. He just sounds
Eli.
Like Pants Finnegan.
Morning, users. I'm a sucker for a good red dirt country, so I'll go with Casey Donahue as well.
That a boy, Eli.
And by the way, that's the way Eli whispers in church. That's his soft voice.
Big strong Jeremy.
Billy Joel.
Fernando.
Billy Joel.
Right.
Yeah, I believe
Billy Joel.
Right.
Billy Joel as well. So 4-2.
Man.
Biggest show is Thursday at the AAC, Billy Joel.